The Immortal Man. Chapter 121. Slap. Before Zane could even finish his sentence, another slap came his way. Kai. Slap. I. Slap. As Zane opened his mouth again, another tight slap quickly followed. He was beaten up to a pulp. Finally, Zane didn't dare to even open his mouth anymore. Instead, he just stared at Kai with fearful eyes. Not only Kai, but the rest of them were also absolutely terrified after witnessing what happened to Zane. None of them dared to speak a word anymore. Lydia was trembling so badly as she sat down quietly on her chair. She was worried that if she said another word, a slap was going to land on her face as well. Gradually, their gazes ended up on Xavier. Since he was the general manager of the company, surely he was supposed to do something about what had just happened. Hence, everyone was eager to see what would happen to Kai. To everyone's surprise, Xavier kept silent, and his grim expression remained. The atmosphere in the room was so tense that it was suffocating. That's enough. Serve the dishes. After a few minutes, Xavier finally broke the silence. Everyone was baffled by what they heard. Millions of questions were running through their minds. After what Kai has done, why did Mr. Jennings still keep him around for dinner? Shouldn't he have just fired him on the spot instead? Could it be that there's something going on between them behind the scenes? It can't be. Based on how they talked to each other just now, it was obvious that they aren't even friends. Where did he get the courage to beat up Zane? Also, why did Mr. Jennings not do anything about it? As Maria was busy attending to Zane's swollen face, she couldn't take her fiery eyes off of Kai. Soon after, the waiters started bringing in the dishes. Every single one of the dishes looked appetizing and expensive. Only when the table was filled with sumptuous dishes, did the gazes shift away from Kai. Right then, everyone was salivating at the sight of such luxurious food. Kai took his fork and dug in first. Although everyone seemed to have something to say about Kai eating before Xavier, none of them actually said a word. Well, they wouldn't have dared since Xavier didn't seem to mind. Let's eat, everyone. Don't be shy. As soon as Xavier finished his sentence, everyone started devouring the food. It was a rare opportunity for them to taste such lavish dishes. Although Hilda was amazed at the sight of the dishes served, she kept her cool. Unlike the others, she didn't snatch for the food shamelessly. That put her at a disadvantage because the plates had emptied before she even had the chance to try. Kai noticed how shy Hilda was. Hence, he started taking the food on her behalf. Hilda, eat up. Since you're not paying, you might as well just eat to your heart's content. In a blink of an eye, Hilda's bowl was filled to the brim. Xavier was observing Kai's behaviors. What does Josephine see in him? Throughout the dinner, Xavier didn't eat anything at all. Instead, he kept checking his watch as though he was waiting anxiously for something to happen. Kai, I need to use the restroom. Hilda stood up and got out of the room. After a few minutes, Hilda ran back into the room anxiously. Her face was as pale as a sheet when she sat down next to Kai. What's wrong, Hilda? Kai questioned. It's nothing. Hilda shook her head violently. But as soon as Hilda finished her sentence, the door to the room was kicked open. Then, four burly men walked through the door. "Hey, little girl. Did you not realize that you've knocked me? Don't you need to apologize?" one of the men asked Hilda. "It was an accident. I'm sorry." Hilda stood up abruptly and started apologizing to the men. As everyone was shocked by the forceful entrance made by the men, Xavier flashed an unnoticeable smile. Chapter 122. The men he was waiting for had finally arrived. The four burly men were standing behind Felix when Xavier met him earlier. "Do you think you can get away just by saying sorry? At the very least, you must have a drink with me as compensation for knocking into me." The burly man smiled insidiously. "In that case, let's have a toast." Hilda wasn't afraid of a drink. In fact, she had a bottomless capacity for alcohol. After pouring two glasses of wine, she offered one of them to the burly man. While doing so, the man touched Hilda's hand on purpose, causing her to yelp and drop the glass. Consequently, the wine was spilled all over him. *Enip? How dare you splatter wine over me?" In a fit of rage, the man raised his hand in an attempt to strike her. Kai got up and pulled Hilda behind him. With a cold glint in his eye, he said, "I offer my apologies on her behalf." When the man snuck a glance at Xavier, Xavier gave him a knowing look in return. He quickly understood that Kai was Xavier's target. "Who do you think you are to apologize on her behalf?" The burly man grabbed Kai by the collar and prepared to drag him out of the private room. Since they had found who they were looking for, they wanted to drag him out to a secluded place and take him out. After all, killing him in public was not an option. However, Kai grabbed the burly man's hand and made a slight but forceful twist, causing the man to loosen his grip in pain. "I hate it when people grab my collar. Take this as a warning," Kai plainly remarked. The man was infuriated when he saw his reddened wrist. Although Xavier was surprised to hear Kai's brazen words, he thought that it would only accelerate the time of his search doom. "Kid, are you trying to be a hero? Let's do this outside if you have the guts," the man challenged. "No problem," Kai readily agreed. When Hilda saw that Kai was going out with the men, she quickly held him back. "Kai, don't worry. I'll be back soon." After gently smiling at Hilda, Kai left with them. When she saw Kai leave with the burly men, Hilda attempted to run after them. However, she was quickly stopped by Maria. "Hilda, what are you trying to do? Those are vicious men. Since Kai dared to go with them, he must have confidence in beating them." Even though Maria was trying to reassure Hilda, she was secretly hoping that Kai would be beaten to death instead. Watching Kai being brought away, Xavier's smile widened. He then returned his attention to everyone who was shocked and gestured with his hand. "Everyone, please continue." Upon hearing his words, everyone returned to their seats and the atmosphere became lively again. "I hope that idiot Kai will be beaten to death," Zane hissed. With his face still hurting, he was filled with overwhelming hatred for Kai. The rest of the group shared his sentiments, as none of them were concerned about Kai's well-being at all. Only Hilda was worried for him. While everyone was making merry in the private room, Kai followed the four men to the back of the building. With few people around, the four men surrounded him at once. Looking at them, Kai smirked. "I can feel how intense your murderous intent is. Are you planning to kill me?" The man who had his hand twisted by Kai earlier replied, "Kid, someone wants you dead, so don't blame us for doing our job. Instead, you should just blame your unfortunate fate. Now, I'll make this a quick death to lessen your suffering." Just as he spoke, the four of them drew out their daggers and stared viciously at Kai. "Since I'm going to die soon, can you tell me who hired you to kill me?" Kai asked, after sweeping his gaze at the weapons in their hands. Chapter 123. Against the rules. "No, that's against the rules." One of the burly men shook his head. "Since you can't, I'll just have to ask your boss." With that, Jared walked toward the manager's office upstairs. The four men were stunned. Not only was Jared not afraid of them, he even viewed them with contempt. *NU. With a roaring cry, they sprang to action and thrust their dagger at him. Jared waved his hand without even looking. The four men suddenly felt a forceful strike on their wrist, causing them to drop their daggers onto the floor. Stupefied, they gawked at Jared as he ascended the stairs. They had no idea what just happened. In fact, they didn't even see Jared make any contact with them. In spite of that, they had dropped their daggers and saw a bleeding cut on their wrists. It wasn't until Jared was out of sight that the four men regained their senses and ran in pursuit. Meanwhile, inside the manager's office, Felix furrowed his brow slightly with a cigar in his hand. Prior to this, the balance of power in Horrington's underground was equally split between the Templar Regiment and Crimson Dragon Gang. As for the other minor gangs, they were barely worth mentioning. However, after Stephen, the leader of the Crimson Dragon Gang, was injured, he left Felix in charge. Therefore, Felix didn't dare make any reckless moves. Without Stephen around, there was no way they could defend themselves against any attacks by Tommy. Furthermore, Felix had seen with his own eyes how Jared had defeated Stephen and was consequently shocked by his strength. He even wondered to himself where Tommy found such a powerful subordinate. At the same time, Stephen had gone to seek out his master, Francis. As long as he could bring Francis back, the Crimson Dragon Gang would be able to stand toe-to-toe with the Templar Regiment. Bam! Just when Felix was looking out the window pondering about the gang's future, his office door was kicked open with a thunderous bang. Without even looking, he snapped, "F**ck, who dares to enter my office without knocking?" The moment he turned around, he was so taken aback that his eyes flashed with horror. After all, Jared, the man who defeated Stephen, was standing right in front of him. Nevertheless, Jared didn't know who Felix was. Although Stephen had brought a large group of people to Walter's banquet, Jared didn't fight anyone else but Stephen alone. "Are you the manager of Vintage Restaurant?" Jared asked the shocked Felix. When he realized Jared wasn't aware of who he was, he nodded at once. "Yes, I am. What can I help you with?" "Just a while ago, your subordinates told me that someone has hired them to dispose of me. Hence, I want to know who it was." Pulling up a chair, Jared took a seat right away. hired them to kill you. Felix knitted his brows slightly. Suddenly, his eyes opened wide while his body began to shiver. He had remembered Xavier's request for him to kill someone. Unfortunately, he didn't expect Jared to be the target. Just when Felix was stumped, the four burly men rushed into the room. "Mr. Lawson, the kid is strong. The four of us were no match for him and couldn't stop him from coming up here," one of the burly men reported. When he realized Xavier's target was undoubtedly Jared, Felix almost collapsed onto the floor. He was now filled with regret. If he had known it was Jared, he wouldn't have taken the job regardless of how much he was paid, let alone 1 million. Despite how strong Stephen was, he was easily defeated by Jared with just a kick. Chapter 124. "Mr. Chance, I didn't know it was you. If I did, I wouldn't have accepted the job." At the sight of Kai, all Felix could do was lower himself and apologize. "Do you know me?" Kai furrowed his brows. Felix smiled awkwardly. "I saw you at Mr. Grange's banquet where you defeated our leader. Since you know I'm the one who beat Stephen up, shouldn't you be exacting your revenge? Why are you still being so courteous?" Kai was puzzled. All this while, the Templar Regiment and the Crimson Dragon Gang were at odds with each other. Given that he had beaten up their leader, he should have been treated as the enemy. Instead, Felix was so respectful to him that it bordered upon being sycophantic. "Mr. Chance, you must be kidding. Considering how capable you are, I would need to have a death wish before revenge crosses my mind," Felix explained candidly. Smiling, Kai was surprised by Felix's frankness and how he savvily maneuvered around the situation. "In that case, can you now tell me who wants me dead?" Kai asked. "Xavier, he paid me 1 million to do it." Felix didn't dare hide the truth. The rules no longer mattered when his life was now at risk. Kai snickered in response, as his suspicions were spot on. After Kai was gone, Felix realized that he was drenched in sweat. "Mr. Lawson, was our leader really defeated by that man?" "He looks way too young," one of the burly men asked in astonishment. Felix's expression turned grim. "Tell the men that no one is to touch that B*stard until our leader is back." "Understood." After nodding in acknowledgement, the four burly men went off to spread the word. Meanwhile, back in the private room, Xavier and the others were drinking jubilantly. Both he and Zane were particularly delighted to see Kai being led away. Given that the general manager and department manager were enjoying themselves, everyone else naturally followed suit. When he finally had his fill, Xavier stood up and waved his hand. "That's all for today, as we still have to work tomorrow. I hope all of you will do your best for the department." Given how happy he was, Xavier's face was blushing red from all the alcohol he consumed. Since he had declared the night over, everyone took their leave obediently. "Kai isn't back yet. Are we not waiting for him anymore?" Hilda asked in concern. "Hilda, didn't you hear what Mr. Jennings said? He has ordered us to go home early and rest, as we still need to go to the office tomorrow. Are you planning to disobey his order?" Zane roared in return. An anxious look descended upon Hilda's face. Even though she didn't dare to go against Xavier, She was still worried about Kai's safety. Hilda, forget about him. Who knows, he might have sneaked home without our knowledge. Let's go back first, Maria persuaded. Considering the situation, Hilda had no choice but to go along with them. Meanwhile, Xavier muttered under his breath with a smirk, Kai is never going to return. However, just when everyone was about to leave, the door to the private room opened, and in walked Kai. Kai. Everyone was stunned. They had assumed that he would have been beaten to a pulp by then. Xavier in particular was taken aback. Didn't they agree to dispose of Kai? Why is he suddenly here? Kai. At the sight of Kai, Hilda threw herself at him. How did you come back? Xavier asked in disbelief. Kai sneered, since the matter is resolved, it's natural that I return. Mr. Jennings, are you hoping that I won't? Chapter 125. When Xavier saw the mischievous look in Kai's eyes, he felt a chill down his spine. Getting a grip of himself, he quickly answered, "What are you talking about? All that matters is that you're back. Kai, you returned at a bad time, as we have finished for the evening. If you still want to eat, there are some leftovers which you can have. Or else, they'll just go to waste," Zane suggested sarcastically. Zane's comments caused everyone to burst into mocking laughter. Oh? Does your mouth not hurt anymore? Kai snapped with a smirk. Zane cringed at the comment while covering his face with both hands. Zane, just ignore him. Let's go. Worried that Kai would strike Zane again, Maria quickly pulled him away. After everyone was gone, only Kai and Hilda were left in the room. Kai, if you're hungry, we can grab a bite outside instead of having leftovers here, Hilda proposed. Did you not have your fill? Kai gave her a surprised look. When you were taken away, I was worried about you. So, Hilda admitted that she barely ate anything. When the look on her face made him feel guilty, Kai replied with a smile. Come, let's go grab a bite. With that, Kai left with Hilda. Meanwhile, outside Vintage Restaurant, Zane cordially opened the car door for Xavier. Mr. Jennings, please. After taking a step, Xavier backed out of the car. You guys go on ahead. I just remembered that I have some unfinished business to deal with. Xavier wanted to question Felix about what happened. If Felix had failed, he then wanted his money back. Mr. Jennings, if there's anything you need, I can deal with it for you, Kai asked with a smile while approaching them together with Hilda. Kai, who do you think you are to be able to deal with Mr. Jennings' matters? Zane snorted before turning to Xavier. Mr. Jennings, I can help you with whatever you need. It's a private matter. You guys should leave first. Just as he spoke, Xavier glanced at Kai before re-entering Vintage Restaurant. Kai, didn't you arrive in a Bentley? Now that we're leaving, is it coming to pick you up? Since I haven't seen a Bentley before, can you get your friend to drive it here to show me? Lydia suggested sarcastically all of a sudden. That's right, I want to see a Bentley too. Count me in. I want to check out how this friend of Kai actually looks. Let's pray that you didn't come in a Bentley and travel home on a scooter. The crowd began to ridicule Kai. "Why should I let you see it?" Kai sneered. "You're just bragging. You never had such a friend at all. It's too easy to get away with boasting nowadays. If it was illegal, you would have been arrested a long time ago. It doesn't matter if it was. After all, Kai has been arrested before. Have you forgotten that he was recently released from prison?" With the crowd backing each other up, they peppered Kai with snide remarks, simply because they wanted to ingratiate themselves with Zane. When he heard their comments, Zane was caught up in their fervor and forgot the pain he suffered earlier. Hence, he piled on the insults. "I heard that Kai was cheated upon when he came out of prison. Given what a loser he is, how dare he brag in front of us?" With a darkening expression, Kai raised his hand, striking fear into Zane. In fact, Zane was so terrified that he covered his face with both hands and hid behind Maria. "Kai, what are you doing? If you dare touch him, I will not let you off." Maria scowled. Chapter 126. "Kai, forget it." Hilda pulled Kai's arm back. When he saw the look on Maria's face, he finally put his hand down. If their relationship was strained, Franklin would definitely tell his parents about it, causing them to worry. When he saw Kai put down his hand, Zane regained collected himself but didn't dare say another word. At that moment, a Bentley drove swiftly in their direction and screeched to a halt in front of them, causing everyone to be stupefied. Kai too was taken by surprise. He had not expected Tommy to be waiting for him all this while. As for Hilda, she screamed in delight when she saw it. "It's this car. This is the same one Kai came in earlier." The next moment, the Bentley's door opened, and a young man in a suit alighted. Walking up to Kai, he invited respectfully, "Mr. Chance, at your service." Kai grinned slightly, as he hadn't expected Tommy to send someone else to pick him up instead. "Looks like he is cognizant that I don't want to be seen with him given his notorious reputation. Hilda, let's get in and find a place for supper," Kai plainly suggested. With her eyes glistening in surprise, Hilda nodded in delight. After all, she had never ridden in a Bentley before. Once they got in, Kai wound the window on purpose. With a sarcastic smile, he bid them farewell. "Bye." Soon, the Bentley left Zane and the others in the dust while they were still in shock. "Wow, he really came in a Bentley. That's unbelievable. Can that Bentley be his friends?" Everyone was amazed. "Sheesh, what's the big deal? All he did was rent one." Zane spat on the ground before getting into his car to leave. With that, everyone else went their separate ways. Meanwhile, back at Vintage Restaurant, Xavier was fuming when he met Felix in his office. "Mr. Lawson, I have always heard about how effective the Crimson Dragon Gang is, that they have never failed in their missions. But why is Kai still alive? Moreover, he doesn't seem to even have a scratch on him," Xavier demanded. Faced with Xavier's questions, Felix gradually stood up. After walking up to him, he slapped Xavier forcefully on the face, sending him falling onto the ground. The moment he landed, the four burly men pressed a dagger against his throat, striking terror into him. "You almost sent me to my death. And yet, You dare question me? If not for the 1 million you paid, I would have fed you to the crocodiles, Felix thundered. In response, Xavier was utterly confused. He didn't understand what was going on and why Felix was so furious at him. Mr. Lawson, please don't hurt me. Since you couldn't complete the job, shouldn't you return the money to me? You can't. Before Xavier could finish, one of the burly men gently adjusted his dagger, causing blood to flow from Xavier's neck. How dare you speak to Mr. Lawson like that? Don't you know what the rules are? Whatever you have paid will never be returned, one of the burly men bellowed. Utterly terrified and threatened by the cold steel pressing against his throat, Xavier didn't dare say another word, let alone want his money back. Get lost now. If you dare to talk about what happened today, I will end your life, Felix threatened. Even though what they were doing was illegal, they still had a reputation to uphold. If word about what happened got out, no one would hire them anymore. Chapter 127. If not for the fact the target was Kai, Felix wouldn't have behaved that way. As for Xavier, he was visibly depressed after being thrown out of the office. Not only did he lose 1 million, but he also didn't manage to land a scratch on Kai, which was a terrible shame to him. Ah! Xavier screamed at the top of his lungs to vent his frustration after leaving Vintage Restaurant. Meanwhile, Felian Street in Horrington was famous for its street food. During the day, it would be deserted. But come nighttime, it would be filled with crowds and stalls on both sides of the street. Kai and Hilda found a stall that looked good and took their seats. After ordering their food, they began to wait patiently. Given how busy the stall was, they ended up waiting quite a long time. Kai, the ride in the Bentley was sublime. Does it really belong to your friend? Hilda asked excitedly. Of course. Why would I lie to you? The driver is my friend's employee. Kai was technically telling the truth. After all, beyond just being his subordinate, Tommy was also his friend. Is your friend a businessman? He's really rich. Hilda was curious as to what Kai's friend did for a living. I'm not really sure. He's probably involved in trading and is still single. However, if he wasn't much older than us, why don't I introduce him to you? Kai thought that it wasn't a bad idea if not for the age gap. No. If it were up to me, I would prefer someone like you, Hilda replied with a longing look in her eyes. Nevertheless, Kai quickly averted his gaze, not daring to look into Hilda's eyes. The food is here. Let's order some beer. At that moment, the food's arrival rescued Kai from his awkward predicament. Or else, he really didn't know how to respond to Hilda. Her affection for him was so obvious that even a fool could see it. All right then. Let's drink till we're drunk. Hilda nodded happily. Kai ordered 2 cases of beers. After all, Hilda was capable of drinking a case all by herself. With that, both of them sat and chat. They talked about the time when they were teenagers. Back then, Kai had moved to Horrington from the village with his parents. As for Hilda, she had lived in Horrington her entire life. The neighborhood where they stayed then was considered decent. However, due to the rapid development in the area, The continuous building of skyscrapers made their neighborhood look dilapidated in contrast. Kai, do you remember standing up for me every time I was bullied when we were kids? I would always hide behind you, and it really gave me a sense of security, Hilda reminisced. All Kai did was chuckle in response. Also, I remember you picking bird eggs for me, and being punished by your dad for it. Furthermore, you even brought me sweets from your home, Hilda continued to recall all the things Kai did for her. Suddenly, a blonde lady in a skirt and stilettos stood in front of their table. Hilda, what a coincidence. I didn't expect to run into you eating at a street stall, the blonde commented as she patted Hilda on the shoulder. Looking up, she sprang to her feet. Yolanda, aren't you supposed to be overseas? When did you return? Yolanda smiled awkwardly. What do you mean overseas? I have always been here all this while. That was a lie I told my parents. In that case, what are you doing now? Hilda asked as she scrutinized Yolanda. After a brief silence, Yolanda answered hesitantly, I'm in PR. After giving her a good look, Kai could tell what Yolanda's job was. There was definitely a seedy element to it. Chapter 128. Meanwhile, Hilda too could tell what line of work Yolanda was in. Hence, she fell silent and didn't know how to respond. So, who is this? Is he your boyfriend? Yolanda asked in an attempt to defuse the situation. No, this is my friend, Hilda explained, blushing at the same time. Standing up, Kai offered his hand to shake. Hi, I'm Kai. Hi, I'm Yolanda. I was Hilda's classmate and dorm mate, Yolanda replied as she shook Kai's hand. Nevertheless, Yolanda could see from Hilda's expression that she clearly had feelings for Kai. Just that she was hesitant to make things clear. When Kai invited Yolanda to join them, she readily agreed. Hilda, there's a class reunion tomorrow. Are you going? Yolanda asked after taking her seat. A class reunion? Who organized it? Even though they had graduated for about 3 years, no one had organized a class reunion before. Therefore, Hilda was surprised to hear about it. Oh? Did no one inform you about it? Yolanda was stunned. Hilda shook her head. Yolanda sighed. It's not a surprise as it was organized by Michelle. She is together with Lincoln now. The moment she heard Lincoln's name, Hilda's body trembled while her face flushed with anger. Noticing the change in Hilda's expression, Kai asked, "Who's Lincoln?" Yolanda didn't reply right away. Instead, she looked in Hilda's direction for her permission. Lincoln is my ex-boyfriend, Hilda replied instead. The guy who cheated your money. Kai knew that Hilda worked as a hostess to pay off the debts that her ex had tricked her to take on. Hilda nodded. Hilda, Lincoln cheated your money. Yolanda was surprised to hear about it. After hearing the entire story from Hilda, Yolanda fumed, I knew from the beginning that he was a douchebag. Also, Michelle has been assailing you since we were in school, even though she's your dorm mate too. It's obvious that she got together with Lincoln just to spite you. Well, we can let that scumbag Lincoln teach her a lesson. That's in the past now. I no longer want to have anything to do with Lincoln. Hence, I'm not going to the reunion, and please don't tell them you saw me. Hilda didn't want Lincoln to know that she didn't attend the class reunion because of him. Since you have decided not to go, I won't go too, as it will be meaningless. Class reunions nowadays are nothing but an opportunity for those who do well to show off. Yolanda shared Hilda's sentiments. Hilda, why don't you want to go? Isn't this a wonderful opportunity to show that scumbag how wonderful you're doing? Kai advised her. What do you mean? Hilda gave him a puzzled look as she had no idea what was on his mind. I'll go with you. Besides, it's a chance for me to enjoy a free meal, Kai explained with a smile. Hilda's momentary surprise quickly turned into delight. Hilda, your boyfriend is right. Let's go together tomorrow and show the douchebag what a great life you're having now, Yolanda egged her on. This time, Hilda had no objections and nodded instead. Just when the three of them were drinking and chatting, a big fat man who was wearing a gold chain walked over. Without saying a word, he gave Yolanda a tight slap. Chapter 129. Do not be afraid. F**ku. I paid you money to drink with me, and not to drink with others. And here I was wondering where you have gone to, the fat man ranted. Responding to the situation, Yolanda quickly got to her feet and apologized. Rhino, I was just chatting with a friend I ran into. I'll go with you right away. Meanwhile, Hilda had sprung to her feet the moment she saw Yolanda being hit. With an upset expression, she snapped, "Why do you have to hit her? So what if you paid her? It doesn't mean that you own her." Given that she had worked as a hostess before, she knew how men like them thought. They treated the girls as their private property just because they paid for them. Rhino's expression darkened in response to Hilda's words. Lady, you have got some guts to talk to me like that. Considering how pretty you are, why don't you spend a night with me? I can have a threesome with both of you. Just as Rhino spoke, he reached out to touch Hilda, ignoring Jared's presence. Stopping Rhino, Yolanda assuaged him, "Rhino, this is my friend, and she doesn't know any better. I will spend the night with you, and make sure you have an exhilarating time." At that moment, Yolanda was no longer worried about revealing her job to Jared and Hilda. Move aside. I insist on having a threesome tonight. I'll kill you if you try to stop me. Rhino shoved Yolanda aside. However, Hilda quickly stepped forward to catch her and stared daggers at Rhino. She knew that when faced with a bully, she couldn't show any fear, as they would take advantage of it. You really do have some guts, girl. When he saw how Hilda was glaring at him, Rhino broke into a smirk before trying to grab her. Bam! Splash! Before Rhino could make contact, Jared grabbed a beer bottle and smashed it onto his head. With blood oozing out, Rhino held his head with both hands and squatted down in pain. At the same time, Yolanda's face turned pale at the sight of Jared striking Rhino. Rhino, are you all right? Yolanda inquired as she quickly helped him up. F**ku. Rhino shoved Yolanda aside and scowled at Jared. Damn it, kid, how dare you hit me? That's some nerve you have, and I'm going to kill you for it. When Jared saw how defiant Rhino was, he picked up another bottle, causing Rhino to recoil a few steps back. "Just you wait, kid. I'll come back with my men," Rhino bellowed before fleeing. After that, Jared looked at Hilda and Yolanda as if nothing had happened. He then suggested, "Come, let's sit down and continue with our meal." "What? We should leave quickly. Do you know who that guy is? This entire street is his turf, and he has more than 10 thugs working for him. Why did you have to hit him? This will only bring more trouble." Given how anxious Yolanda was, she no longer had any appetite. "Don't worry, let's just continue. There's no need to be alarmed," Jared reassured her. When she saw how fearless Jared was, Yolanda asked Hilda curiously, "Hilda, what does your boyfriend do? Is he someone powerful?" Chapter 130. Having noticed that Kai was unfazed by Rhino's status, Yolanda surmised that he wasn't an ordinary person. "We work at the same office and are neighbors since our teenage years. Hence, I can tell you there's nothing particularly special about him," Hilda replied with a frown. "Impossible. How can he not be afraid if he doesn't have some strong backing?" Yolanda was unconvinced. If Kai was someone ordinary, he would have already been frightened to death. He really doesn't have any patron. In fact, Kai has just been released from prison. From Hilda's perspective, Kai's jail stint was probably what made him tough, which was why ordinary citizens have an inherent fear of ex-convicts. "No wonder. I'm sure you must have gotten to know someone when you were in prison. Nonetheless, Rhino isn't just an ordinary street thug. He's actually a member of the Crimson Dragon Gang. That's why I urge you to leave with Hilda right now," Yolanda pleaded with Kai. "Crimson Dragon Gang?" Kai was intrigued. In fact, he was surprised at the fact that he kept running into them that day. "Why? Are you scared already?" "The Crimson Dragon Gang is Harrington's biggest gang. The gang whom you are involved with is so insignificant that they can't protect you. Hence, you should just take Hilda and leave. I'll see what I can do to pacify Rhino. At most, I'll not take any payment for the night." Yolanda planned to beg for mercy on their behalf. "What?" Kai laughed out loud. "They're the ones who should be afraid of me. In fact, they will flee the moment they see me." "Afraid of you?" Yolanda scrutinized Kai before sneering, "This is not a joke. If you want to be a hero, be my guest, but don't drag Hilda into this." Just as she spoke, Yolanda held Hilda's hands. "Hilda, let's go. He can stay and play hero as much as he wants. That aside, what kind of boyfriend have you found yourself?" Initially, Yolanda had a good impression of Kai when he tried to convince Hilda to attend the class reunion. But now, she had changed her view and simply saw him as someone hot-headed. "Yolanda, Kai isn't someone like that." Despite her refusal to leave, Hilda was dragged away forcefully by Yolanda. "Hilda, don't be a fool. You don't mingle with the underworld and naturally aren't aware of how powerful the Crimson Dragon Gang is. Everyone in Harrington fears them. As for Kai, he is deluded about his own capabilities just because he spent a few years in prison." Yolanda refused to let Hilda go. Just when Hilda was struggling to free herself, a group of men suddenly appeared. In their lead was Rhino, who had his head bandaged. At the sight of the men, Yolanda began to panic. Her face turned ashen as she released Hilda's hand. Hilda was petrified too when faced with the large group of vicious-looking men. In contrast, Kai remained seated calmly. "Kid, I gotta give it to you for not fleeing. But today, I will show you that I mean business." With that, Rhino bent down to grab a beer bottle and charged at Kai. "Rhino!" Worried for her friends, Yolanda hurried forward to block him. "Rhino, please calm down. Just a while ago, he was utterly terrified and has regretted his actions after I told him who you were. On my account, please show him mercy just this once. I'll not only spend a few nights with you for free, but I'll also get him to pay you compensation." Initially, Rhino was in no mood for forgiveness. However, the mention of compensation caused him to lower the beer bottle in his hand. Turning to Yolanda, he asked, "How much can he pay? This head of mine costs a lot.